Yeah, we got other things to worry about, I guess. I mean, fortunately, you win some, you lose some when it comes to that situation. All right, I'll try to answer your questions.
How difficult is it to establish any kind of continuity with the offensive line?
Well, I think we're better here than most places I've been because we get so many reps in practice in our training sessions that the guys that are going to fill in, just like the guys that did on Sunday, have a better opportunity to do so. So everybody deals with it. It's rare when you have to put two new guys in a game. We've all dealt with having to put in one. But the guys that went in did a great job, and I think it's a function of our culture and how we practice that they were able to do it so well.
For today's practice, left guard, yeah. Right tackle,
all the guys that are active have a chance to play, and we could make a roster move at the end, so we'll just sort it out as we go.
Could you talk about today's practice, though? Like, who would
you'll
be
your... out here, you can look. But anybody that's active can start. So that's the way we're going
to
take it.
How much more do you have to stress on Nick now because of the maybe issue or at the offensive line to get the ball out a little bit quicker and make the decisions a little bit quicker?
I think what's important is that we all do what we're supposed to do. And we have progressions, you know, get the ball out on time regardless of who's playing offensive line. And so that's the things that you work on. Just making sure you go through your progressions, get the ball out in a timely fashion. You don't hold the ball any more or any less depending on who's blocking for you. You just go and play quarterback, and I think that's what's important.
In Wade Smith's case, how long does it usually take for a guy to come off the street?
Well, Wade's a very veteran guy. He's played a lot of football, and, you know, our interactions with him have been great. He's very sharp. He's picking things up quickly. So, you know, again, we'll just have to see.
What do you think about Dennis Kelly playing guard this camp and even going back to last year and what you've seen in him development-wise?
Yeah, I think he developed a lot. He made great improvements, especially near the end of training camp. And I think that's because he just kept working at it. And he's played tackle. He's played guard. He's like all of our guys that don't start. They're multiple. And so if he ends up playing guard for us, he'll do a good job.
Do you expect Tobin to practice today or at all this week?
We'll just have to see. Well, I don't know.
You said he's done well, but can you explain what is it, a footwork technique?
As a run blocker and a pass blocker.
Yeah, when you
it's like, you know, you have a baby, it's a boy or a girl. He's done both. He's done both.
When you watch the Indies game against Denver, Julius Thomas kind of lit them up. How did they have success against the Colts defense with their tight end?
Well, I think what they do a very good job. You know, their running scheme is very similar to ours in a lot of ways. They're a one-back running scheme, and they did a good job of mixing up what they do with the one-back run and the play action. And he's a tremendous player, and they created some good matchups. You know, I think you see the Denver Broncos getting open against most defenses. But this defense here, you know, they've got veteran players on all levels of the defense, you know, from Corey Redding to Quell Jackson to Mike Adams. Mike Adams and DeQuell and I were all in Cleveland together, and so I know they're very they're very professional, poised guys, and this is going to be a tough defense for us to attack. If they can get you, they like to play five on the line if we're going to stay in base personnel groupings, and they're very fundamental in what they do. They don't mind playing man-to-man coverage, which you saw the other night, and so it's going to be a challenge for us.
Are you keeping Todd Harriman at guard, or would you consider moving him over to tackle?
There could be any combination of guys in there, and so he certainly played tackle and done a good job, but right now he's playing guard.
Riley Cooper missed most of the preseason and training camp. Macklin missed certain parts. Was chemistry anything to do with the struggles in the first half between those receivers and Nick Foles?
Not at all. Not at all. I just think we didn't execute in a way that we needed to. We found a way to pull it together. And, you know, we did something maybe we wouldn't have done in games last year. We pulled it together and won the football game. And I think anybody involved with that game, players and coaches, there were plenty of errors to go around, and we got a lot of corrections that we've made to this point. We move on, get ready to play the Colts.
What were your assessments of Nick's play in the first half versus the second half, and what were some of the adjustments that he made to improve upon?
Well, we all played a better second half, and I think that could be said for Nick as well. You know, we just, you know, there was nothing really revolutionary about halftime. We just felt like we were getting the football. We needed to just settle down and do what we do better than we did in the first half, and then it played out. It felt like if we could get the first score, regroup, and then move on, that's what we needed to do. Why was
he pumping so much
in the first half?
What do you mean?
Nick Foles is pumping a lot.
Yeah, I don't. I think you got to you talk about each play specifically. I think we all had first game things that we didn't do well, but hey, Nick Foles was our starting quarterback and helped us win a football game, and that's not easy to do in the NFL, and I give him credit for that.
Yeah, did seeing so much zone when last year a lot of guys played man against you, do you think that was, and I know you guys worked, not exclusively, but hard this summer on different ways to beat man, did seeing so much zone, do you think, either taken by, not surprised by surprise, but it's not as much work against it?
No, actually, they're a team, they're a single safety team, and they played majority of their single safety snaps were zone, and that's what we practiced against when we were training for them. So we weren't surprised by it. Every game plan we have ways to attack zone and man, and we just got to call better plays and execute them better.
LeSean McCoy had said that you guys, in situations where you have gotten down 17, 20, it's not that big of a deal because you guys play so fast on offense, can score so easily. Do you agree that when you guys are in a hole that this offense moves so quickly that you can just score almost?
Yeah, but we have to play well. Whatever the plays are that we're calling and executing, at whatever pace that we're playing at, we've got to do it better than we did in the first half. We've certainly displayed an ability to score bunches of points in a short period of time, but we got to do what we do well, and I think the one thing we can learn from this game is, number one, there was plenty of mistakes that we made, plenty of errors to correct, but we were resilient enough to come back and win, and I think you can learn from that. You could probably pick through the games last year that we didn't, where we were in those situations and we didn't get it done. So maybe that's a little bit of growth for our football team.
The way that the carries were split up between LeSean and Darren, did that go right along the lines of the game plan? Is that the same kind of ratio that we should probably expect the rest of the season?
Well, it was pretty even in terms of touches, right, and yards. But we don't feel like it's all that uncommon because we're going to play Darren at a running back spot. So we're going to call our offense regardless of whether Darren or LeSean is in there. We like to run the football. So whoever the back is that's in there, you're going to get a chance to touch the ball, and you're going to get it handed to you. All right, that's safe to say. And then we'll always have ways to throw them the football. So, I can't tell you it's going to be exactly even each week. It looks good, and, I guess we'll take credit for the design of it. But both guys went in there, did a good job with their touches.
How different is a first game than others because it is the first time all year that the team is going four quarters, that you've started going four quarters? How different is that game than maybe going forward?
It's different. It's different, and I think, the first game, you think you know what you're going to see from the opponent. You've practiced all these new things, plus all these things that are really inherent to what you do. And it takes a minute to get going. I think you got to be slow to judge what happens in week one. There's a lot of improvements that happen between week one and week two, and we're going to be certainly no different than any other team.
What did he do to catch your eye?
Well, I thought he did a good job. He went in there and started out, playing guard, and then he played tackle, and he battled. He's a tough guy. And he's got a gritty style. I don't think it always looks pretty, but he's very effective. And so, yeah, he did a good job.
The kind of game Zach Ertz had Sunday, do you see that as kind of like a continuation of what he was doing over the second half of last season? You see like his role expanding even more?
Well, I think as you see him evolve as a player, we certainly wouldn't have gotten that out of him first game last year. So, I think it's safe to say he's made huge improvements. He did a good job blocking in the running game. The way we were trying to run the football, the tight end cutting off the backside of the defense was huge, and they had to do it against some big physical guys, and so all the tight ends did a good job from that standpoint. So he's developed. It's safe to say he's really developing as a player.
How much more challenging is it to get this offensive line ready, two new guys, in a road game, loud building, silent count, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, on the road, on a roof, in a parking lot, none of that really matters. Our culture is, hey, we've got injuries right now that in that group, and the new guy's got to step up and play. And we're excited about making that happen. I think when you go through it and look at it, there's a lot of confidence that can be gained from you know, David Moak and Andrew Gardner going in there and playing the bulk of the game and helping us win a football game, you know, and I think that's what we're trying to do. And so the key for us is to put a lot of good plays together, one after the other, score points, and do what we have to do to win the game.
You get that the Darren Sproles' touchdown play off really quickly. Did this crew, were they better than a lot of crews last year in allowing you guys to play tempo and not stand over the ball?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know if this crew is better or not as good as the other ones. I think officials come into the game knowing that that's part of what we do. I don't think anybody's intentionally trying to slow the game down. They have their mechanics that they go through. And, you know, we called a tempo play in that situation, and we didn't sense there was any holdup in terms of their mechanics.
You guys called the distraction screen plays a few times, and you didn't hit on them perhaps as much as you guys did last year. Was there something they were doing to take it down? Or
well, I think some of that. No, I think some of it. No, it had nothing to do with the fact that they defended it in a couple different ways, but I think from our standpoint, it was just merely a lack of execution. There was nothing that says we can't keep calling those plays. We just didn't execute them well.
Given the tempo and how you stress conditioning, is it more challenging for someone like Wade Smith to come in and, you know, be able to play in a game right away?
I don't sense there's going to be a huge challenge just getting to know him quickly. And then you read about him and he's a pro. He's been in a Pro Bowl. He's been, you know, he's been in zone style type running offenses. And he's displayed to us that he's going to get himself up and running here very quickly. And I don't think, you know, whether it's learning or conditioning, he'll get himself ready to play, and we'll do what we can to help him.
Do you think that the way you guys practice those does make it harder to bring in guys off the street like that and try to put them in because they're not used to this tempo? And
not the right guys.
I know you're not scouting the Colts offense, but Trent Richardson's a guy you drafted and coached. What was your experience scouting him, coaching him, and what do you think of him as a
player? Yeah, I mean, certainly we really liked what he was as a player in college. He came in and in his first year with us playing as a rookie. You know, we had a whole bunch of rookies in there playing. He did a good job for us. What happened after that, you'd have to ask their last regime. I don't know. But when he was there with us, he did a really good job. We thought a lot of him because we drafted him high in the first round. And, you know, beyond that, you know, I just kind of watch it like you do.
Okay.
All right.